Joining us here on the phone, Sean Gould. Hey, Sean Gould.
Howdy.
How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm
good. People should also know that you are a K-Hum listener. You're just like them.
I know. It's weird.
Does that creep you out a little bit that you're just...
I've always known that.
I got nowhere to go with that. So you, along with all kinds of, like, how many artists are doing open studios? I don't even know.
I'm not sure this year's count, but we usually have, you know, around 100
so throughout the county. You're one of a billion artists in the county.
Yep, pretty much.
You're mowing your lawn. You're pulling the weeds. You're making everything yes. all pretty so that people can come into your studio and gape at the majesty you create. Is that weird? Honestly, is that a little bit weird that people just come in and just flatter you for, like, you know, days on end?
Well, you make it sound weird, but I don't think it's weird. I have fun. The way you described it, that sounded weird. That would be creepy.
Yeah, that's true. People just enter your home, and they're like, dude, you're the best. Like, just look, non-artist, imagine if strangers came into your house. This is like Halloween, just more intense, where people just came into your house. Instead of taking candy, they just look at your stuff and go, you're the best thing ever. Like, there's, that'd be such a weird experience. So,
that's a good reason to clean the house.
Yeah, there's that. What are you? I know that you've got a show at Sewell Gallery coming up later in the year. What are you planning, you, Sean Gould? What are you planning for this year's Open Studios?
Pretty much the usual. At Open Studio, I don't generally show new work, so I won't be showing any of the work that I'll have up at Sewell in September later this year. But that's typical. Usually I, you know, dig all the stuff out of the closet that doesn't see the light of day, but once a year at Open Studio, and transform the garage into an art gallery and hope somebody shows up.
People show up, man. I went to your thing last year. It was crazy. By the way, if you guys do not believe that the work of Sean Gould is anything short of miraculous, you should go over to khum.com and you should look at just the thing that's posted right there. Click through the site. Look at that stuff. It's crazy. Who have you worked for? Let's put that in context.
As far as illustration work, yeah, I have National Geographic, Smithsonian, Audubon, Scientific American, Mom, the neighbor.
Your mom's hired you.
Hey, you got to start somewhere.
You know, actually, some of your work is on display at the Hikshari Trail. You do a lot of painting down at Elk River, or at least you have been over the last couple of years. Is that still a thing you're doing?
Yeah, I love it. I get down there a lot. I go down there and walk my dog a lot, and so I'm always, you know, and usually early in the morning when the wildlife hasn't been scared away yet, and so there's just tons of inspiration for me, and I like painting that area. So,
as a person who specializes in, like, wildlife painting, in natural painting, how do you mix? Again, Sean, you know me. I'm not art-y. Like, how do you?
You're out of your element.
You're out of your element, Donnie. Like, I don't understand how you can create something that has both compositional value and technical accuracy. Like, it seems like one of those would have to give. Like, is that just me, or do you have to work, sort of make those two worlds mesh a little bit better?
Yeah, I try and make them mesh. I try and have it feel natural, but, you know, have a really strong, you know, design for the composition so that, you know, it's a work of art, not a photograph of something. So many possibilities. Every time you go out for a walk in nature, it's just there's too many possibilities to even paint. So it doesn't seem that difficult to me.
So
if anything has to give, it's got to be the factual. You know, the art trumps that for me.
Okay, so when you say that, you know, if anything has to give, the factual, does that mean you're going to, like, let's say that a seagull has, you know, 45 feathers on one wing. Like, would you make it 44 feathers? Like, is that the level of technical accuracy you're trying to hit, if possible?
Yeah, no, I don't. Well, I try and, you know, I do try and make it accurate, but I don't count feathers as much. I'm, you know, it's just like if it would look better if that tree was on the left instead of the right, then I'm moving the tree.
that tree in nature did not really meet my artistic expectations.
You know, it was close, but you just move over a little. There you go.
What's, I mean, your stuff for National Geographic, you seem to be, like, when they need whales depicted, like, that's a thing that they can call on you for. What's the hardest animal to paint?
Ah. I don't know. Maybe an urchin.
What? An urchin?
With all those crazy spines sticking out everywhere.
That's a pretty good
point.
That'd
be difficult.
I think like birds and feathers. Like I've seen your bird paintings. They're just like, I could stare at them for a very long time and not get anywhere in terms of understanding, you know, the craft. Like you work, what's your medium? Tell people how you work.
I work in acrylic on hardboard.
Yeah, just, you know.
Acrylic. I paint pictures.
This is the problem with great artists, is that you guys make it look all easy and stuff. Anyway, so you are doing North Coast Open Studios. It's Saturday and Sunday. You're doing just this weekend, I believe, right?
Yep, just the first weekend.
And then what are you going to go see on the second weekend?
Actually, on the second weekend, I'm going to be out of town. But normally, I would love to get out and see other artist studios. You know, Lynn Jones is going to be doing the letterpress stuff up in Blue Lake. Definitely would like to go see that. So there's just so much art. And I try and pick and choose a couple every year if I can get time to go see them.
You had mentioned Lynn Jones at Just My Type Letterpress. That stuff is nuts. And she's going to be doing demos, too. She has these old-timey machines, and she smashes paper with ink. I think that's a crude way to put it. But outside of that, like, who else, like, you know, who would you like to be a fly on the wall with? Which local artist would you like to spy on?
Oh, that's tough to say. There are so many. That's tough. I mean, you got your Flatmos. You got your other landscape painters. You know, it'd be fun to go spy on them, but there's just too many to really choose from.
That's a very, very tactful answer, Sean Gould. Well played, my friend. Well, people can check out your website. It is linked straight up from khum.com. It's seangould.com, SHAWNGOULD. It's fantastic, and people should go see your stuff. You live in prestigious Rosewood.
Yep, on D Street, over by the In-N-Out Burger.
Over by the In-N-Out Burger, exactly. You're at like D and Spruce. That's the cross street, right?
Yep.
Dude, it's great to talk to you, and I hope everybody comes out and checks your stuff out.
Thanks.
All righty. That is Sean Gould, Humboldt's finest. I'm going to call it. That dude is a genius. Let's play the verbs.